one of the hottest topics now across the state for any meeting you have where 70, 80, 100 landowners show up are feral hogs. And the reason for that is because they're all having problems with them. They're destroying wildlife habitat, destroying water quality, and the main reason is because it's economic damage. It's tearing up the woodlands, it's tearing up the croplands, the crop yields, and so forth. And they reproduce so fast, they're really, really hard to control. We don't think that we'll control feral hogs by this program, but we think we can make a dent in them, and we can teach landowners through this how to better manage and monitor and evaluate what they have so that they can develop a control plan to get them in control. Now, this program, they need to sign up in the local office, but one thing we know is one spot at a time is not making as big an impact as multiple. So we're basically prioritizing the financial assistance on those where we can have three or more landowners join the landowners that are willing to work together and trap hogs. They might could get in with a big enough area. You know, one traveling pack of hogs is called a sounder. And so we know until you just totally eliminate that sounder, you haven't really done a whole lot. So this educates them. It works with the Animal Plant and Health Inspection System that cooperates with us, APHIS. Teaches them how to put out the technology, the type of game cameras, these new traps that they can trip with cameras and by phones where these gates would catch one or two at a time. You can now let a lot of the sounder and a lot of the hogs get in there. You can monitor them by camera. You're nowhere around from the snake and bam, you can trap a lot of them. So that's the basic point of this program. The biggest benefit will come from education of those landowners and how to monitor and how to have a game plan to control. We can't eliminate them, but we can control them. But the thing to do, remember now, you need to be thinking about two other landowners that will come in with you and sign up, because we're going to have to basically get funded. You're going to have three landowners willing to work together. So go ahead, if you're a landowner interested in this, and recruit some of your neighbors to go in and sign up so y'all can take advantage of this program.